Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with Pierre Dorian. Pierre is the Data Center Practice Director and Senior Consultant with Longview Systems Incorporated. And today we're going to be talking about disaster recovery monitoring software. How's it going, Pierre?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Andrew?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Excellent.
So first, I guess, just start off with the the obvious question: What is disaster recovery monitoring software, and how does it work?
So a disaster recovery monitoring software is essentially, at this point today, what we have available is a software solution that really goes out and scans the environment for server, storage, databases, and whatnot, the storage itself, and gathers information about the configuration, and more specifically, configuration changes. So as you would imagine, as your configuration changes, you may not necessarily track that. In fact, a lot of companies fail at that, tracking changes, and that's when your disaster recovery strategy or procedures can become quickly obsolete. So essentially, the role of disaster recovery monitoring software is to scan for changes, replicated data, and it scans the environment just to track that and warn you of that.
Okay, so getting a better view of what you have out there is probably one of the main benefits, but what can you outline some of the other benefits?
So that's the main benefit, and I guess there's also some caveats that we'll talk about a little later, but it really allows you, it's designed also for clusters, for example, HA clusters and data replication solutions, as I was saying. So it allows you to do a sanity check on your HA cluster configuration and data replication. The ability to monitor on a schedule also allows you to capture changes as they take place. So it's not like once a month, or typically when you go and look at your disaster recovery documentation or your procedures, you run a DR test, for example. That's typically the only chance you get to capture changes. This does it on a scheduled basis. So it's obviously a lot better than your every 6 months kind of test, right? So that's really one of the main benefits. So if you add, for example, a storage volume on an array and you don't set it up for replication, the software will actually capture that for you. And not necessarily that it's a problem. You may have voluntarily done it that way, but if you intended to replicate it, it would tell you, warn you that a specific volume is not being replicated.
Okay, great. And can you outline some of the drawbacks of this type of software?
Well, yeah, that would be a bit of a warning to folks out there contemplating that. As I said earlier, it's designed for specific purposes and mainly very specific nowadays, currently as we have it, for storage replication, database replication, HA clustering. It's very focused, so I would not consider that a complete DR-proofing tool. In fact, it may promote a certain false sense of security, thinking, well, I've got my DR monitor software and everything is green, for example. I'm getting green lights all over the place. That doesn't necessarily mean that your environment is recoverable and that you're protected against DR. And in fact, because it focuses a lot on replication and HA, you need to ask yourself, what is the portion of my environment that is in an HA cluster configuration or that has data replication going? That's typically a small portion of your environment that is reserved for highly critical systems, which rightfully so, these are probably the ones you want to monitor the closest. But as I was saying, you cannot look at this as your all-encompassing DR protection or DR monitoring solution. If you're doing tape backups, you still want to monitor these tape backups. And if you're doing things manually, you still need to maintain your documentation. It's not going to read your DR plan for you and tell you that it's out of date. So there are limitations to the software today. Obviously, we'd like to think that as the product evolves and they add functionality and features, you will see more capabilities coming from the product. But today, I would warn people, this is not your foolproof tool.
Okay, so I guess a follow-up question to that, you know, so there are some limitations. What type of company, you know, or what type of environment, like, really needs something like this? You know, who should consider adopting DR monitoring tools?
Well, I would say that if you have an environment that has a lot of data replication and a lot of highly critical applications, a lot of HA configuration, and a certain amount, you know, I would say a high percentage of dynamic changes. So there are a lot of changes in your environment. If it's dynamic, I would say that this is probably a good fit. Conversely, if you have a very static environment with little data replication and little HA, it would be a tough sell internally. I mean, you need to be able to justify the expense whenever you're looking at some of these products. So a good fit for that would be a very dynamic environment that changes a whole lot with a lot of data replication and a lot of HA and databases and whatnot.
Okay, great. Just a final question. What vendors are offering these kinds of tools today?
There's not a whole lot actually today. It's as I said, because it's a very focused, it's a niche market, so you're not going to see a whole lot of people coming out with products. There's two that I can really think of today. There's Recovery Guard 4.0 from Continuity, and Symantec also has the Command Central Disaster Recovery Advisor. There's also other software products that can be leveraged in part to assist with the task, but they're not specifically designed to validate your DR consolidations. For example, you can look at BMC Configuration Management or, you know, the Configuration Discovery product that they have, but this is more a configuration discovery solution and not so much a misconfiguration alerting product, if you know what I mean. So it'll tell you information about your environment, but it won't necessarily tell you that there's something wrong with your replication. So really, there's only these two products today that are the two that come to mind, as far as I'm concerned, that have an actual offering in this field.
Okay, great. Well, that's all I got for today. Thanks a lot for joining me today.
Well, as always, it was my pleasure, Andrew.
Okay. And for more information about disaster recovery monitoring software and other DR topics, please visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.